Welcome back to the podcast 2023 edition.
The what cast?
The podcast. Where we will hear about Nana Nub the Chub.
Once upon a time, there was a chub. This chub's name was Nana Nub. See, Nana Nub had a problem. You know what it was?
He picked her nose too much.
Nana Nub was loving the grub. Because of this, she was very round. Nana Nub, her size was profound. Nana Nub, she would roll into school. Nana Nub, she didn't feel very cool.
She didn't fit in her car, though. So she had to, like, roll, because since she's round. Literally.
But here's the thing, though. So Nana Nub, one day, she went to school, and she told her friend the...
Nub. No, not Nub.
The Velociraptor.
Oh. Okay, the Velociraptor.
The Velociraptor named Patrick. She said, you know, Patrick, I don't know. I'm feeling a little bit self-conscious about my nub. And so Patrick said, your nub? What's wrong with your nub? She said, oh, it's just, it gets in the way. I have to roll around it. Nobody else has a nub except for me.
Wait, we have to tell them what a nub is.
What's a nub?
It's the
Give me the 411.
It's like a little round thing on the end of a dog's, you know.
Wait. Her species, type of being that she is called a chub.
Yeah, so it's a round thing on its behind, and... It's fluffy. And you could squeeze it, but you probably don't want to. Yeah. And so it's when the tail gets cut off, it becomes a nub.
So she was saying how she didn't like her nub, and Patrick said, I love your nub. I think it's beautiful. And besides, it's not about what's on the outside, it's about what's on the inside. I love your nub. And she said, you know what? I never thought of that. Not once had I paused to think it's what's on the inside. And so, something funny started to happen. Nana Nub went from being droopy and, just walking around and feeling down and feeling blue to a little bit of, yeah, yeah, a little bit of, a little bit of,
cha-cha,
a little bit of cha-cha,
a little bit of peppiness,
a little bit of pep in the step, yeah, you feel me. She was feeling like she was getting her groove on. Something about the thing that he said. She was just feeling a little bit different. So the next day she woke up to go to school. Here's the thing. She was just the same as the day before. Nothing changed. But everything changed. And she looked in the mirror and she said, I love me. I love this nub. I'm putting this nub in a tub.
What?
Went and took her morning bath. Got ready for school. Went to school. And here's the thing. As she was walking around school, she had the pep in her step. Mm-hmm. And she would slide to the left and slide to the right and say, hey, y'all, how's it going? And nobody had ever seen Nana Nub like this. Nana Nub the Chub was not supposed to be this happy. Nobody knew what to do with it. And so finally, one of her best friends came up and asked her, said, Nana, what is going on? I can't figure it out. He said, all of the species of chubs I have known, I've never been this way. And you know, it's, I'm just, disclaimer right now, you may think that the chub is a large species. It's actually not. It's kind of like a caterpillar. Long, slender, but lots of knobs, you know, round shapes connected together.
Oh, I was not thinking that.
Yeah, chub. I've they're pretty rare to be seen in real life.
I was thinking of Super Cupcake.
Super Cupcake?
Mm-hmm.
What's Super
Cupcake?
Might
be his name. It's not Super Cupcake. He's like a superhero in Dog Man. You know that big round cat that's purple?
Yeah, uh-huh.
That's what I was thinking of.
No, chubs are like, they come from the earth. And they like every birthday, they add on an additional body, like an additional torso, and each year they get longer and longer. That's what a chub is.
So when they're 90,
you don't ever see them because they live beneath the earthworms. They're very deep in the dirt. Like they live below berm. So, anyways, where were we?
Berm doesn't.
Her best friend Jessica. What?
Never mind.
So her best friend Jessica says, Nana Nub, what is going on? Where is this pep in your step? Where is it coming from? And she said, you know, somebody told me something yesterday. Somebody said something kind to me. And somebody encouraged me. And she said, I know I look the same as the way I have every day, but I just feel a little bit different. She said, I feel like I finally see myself for who I am. And Jessica, it's so beautiful. And Nana Nub was like, I know. And so that's the moral of the story. Nana Nub, she went on with her day and she felt better than she ever had. And she then was able to encourage other people and get them to see that they were beautiful. She told the snakes how beautiful their horns were.
What?
And the goats how cool their wings were. And Berm how cool his slender, slick, slimy body with no arms was.
Yeah, that was pretty difficult to build a house.
Berm, he could not build a house. But Nana Nub said, I like you the way you are. And so that is the story of Nana Nub the Chub. We come in all sizes and shapes and ages and colors and attitudes.
Mm-hmm.
That's all. What else?
That was podcast 196.
Episode 196. Tune in next time for Adventures of
the Bull Riding Cannibal. No, not Cannibal. Bull Riding Pirate.
Did you say cannibal?
No.
That's like someone who eats people. We can't talk about that.
I'm like cannipult. No.
A bull riding cannipult.
No. A bull riding pirate.
Cantaloupe.
No. Pirate.
The bull riding pirate. Oh, yeah. What's his name? Wesley?
No.
Wesley, the bull riding pirate.
His name's Jack Tongue.
Jack Tongue, the bull riding pirate. Hopefully he doesn't step in the dung. Peace.